Welcome back to the daily OU Tehillah Menchizik phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech. That's right, it's a double feature this week. 22nd day of the month of Elul. We are just 1 week away from Erev Rosh Hashanah for Ashkenazim. Slichot begins late tomorrow night, so be sure to take a good long nap Shabbos afternoon if you plan to attend in person. I know that I hope to, if my children will allow me. As always, thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please be advised that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Three quick notes before introducing today's speaker. First, I would like to, as always, thank the Schwartz family for their amazing and continued support. In addition, I would like to acknowledge our anonymous sponsor for today's program, who kindly sponsored today's call in honor of the OU and my involvement with this initiative. This was very thoughtful and is deeply appreciated. I had an opportunity to call this person yesterday to thank them. We had a wonderful conversation. I would like to wish this person, and I hope that all of you will join me in wishing them a refuah shleima, that they weren't feeling so well yesterday. I was actually planning to go to get tested for COVID-19. If you are listening today, I hope that you are feeling better and that the test results are or will be negative. Again, thank you for your sponsorship. On a second note, as I shared yesterday, this upcoming Sunday, September 13th at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which will be immediately following our daily call, the OU will be hosting an incredible program titled A Little Bit Goes a Long Way, 10-minute talks from world-renowned speakers to prepare for the upcoming holiday of Rosh Hashanah. The speakers will include Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue, noted author and speaker Mrs. Slavi Young Rice Wolf, Rabbi Judah Michelle, the Mashpia of the OU's NCSY, and also the executive director of Camp Hask, Israel's most famous journalist and Mizrahi Shlicha, Mrs. Sivan Rahav Meir, and the OU's Executive Vice President Emeritus, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb. Each of their remarks will be 10 minutes long, and the entirety of the program, which will begin at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, will be 1 hour long, beginning to finish. I would like to point out that while this program is open to everyone and is relevant for all, it was specifically developed for and mindful of those who will be homebound this year for Rosh Hashanah, and unable to be in shul in person. For more information, please visit ou.org on the homepage, or ou.org/Elul, as in the month that we are in, ou.org/Elul. A link and additional information will be shared in the Sunday's version of the OU Today email. Finally, today's 9/11. I don't have any thoughts that I can properly articulate about today and the loss that our nation encountered 19 years ago. But I will leave it right at that, simply, and if that is possible, by acknowledging what today is and praying and hoping that our great and amazing country will never see another day like it in ours and our children's lives. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Orath of Monmouth Torah Links in Marlboro, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Orath slowly reciting our daily 4 chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Orath to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Orath.
Thank you so much, Rav Naftali, and amen to your hope and your bracha for our country, for the world. So today is 9/11, and as many people are sharing their thoughts and their memories of the day, I would like to share a few quick thoughts about this day. Interestingly, this year, if I'm not mistaken, actually we have the Hebrew date overlapping as well. Tonight, which will still be 9/11, is, I think, was Chaf Gimel El when the 9/11 happened. So thinking back to 9/11, my thoughts at the time were that the world changed, in a deep way, and everything changed, and nothing would be the same after 9/11. And as we know, we think and we talk, we say there's the pre-9/11 and there's post-9/11. It was a time of great change, a time that there was a real sense of anxiety of what's going on and what's going to be. I remember the days following 9/11, there was additional anxiety, there was the anthrax threat. It was a time of, yes, anxiety would be the word that I would use. Personally, I have not felt that same sense of anxiety since 9/11 until this past, yes, tragic year. This year, too, I felt that everything we knew, everything we held dear, changed with Corona, started with that. There was anti-Semitism at the beginning of the year, Corona. And then, of course, now the current social unrest and upheaval certainly leaves us with a sense of anxiety in our country, in our lives, and what the future will bring. At the risk of romanticizing the past, one difference between today and the post-9/11 era was right after 9/11, I felt that there, despite the tremendous tragedy that was suffered, there was a sense of optimism, a sense of unity. I remember driving down Route 9 in my area. There were flags, American flags, up and down the entire highway. There were the cheering of the rescue workers who are going to help out. There was a sense of hope and optimism. We had belief. We had trust. The president spoke. I still remember. I found it very moving. When he said one of the Tehillim we're going to be saying today, the president says that we hope we can find comfort by a power greater than any of us. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because you are with me. There was hope, there was optimism, there was faith, there was the heroism of Hatzalah, there were the wonderful stories of the observant Jews in the towers themselves who acted heroically. Some, unfortunately, did not make it out, others did. But despite the immense tragedy, I felt there was a sense of unity and a sense of hope and a sense of optimism. And sadly, I would say that today, the world, the community, our communities in this country are very fractured politically, and how to deal with Corona and the response to Corona is very fractured. And the truth of the matter is, if we're honest, we'll admit that even in our own communities, in our own Jewish communities, we're not as unified as we should be, partially because of the response to Corona. But be as it may, that sense of hope and optimism and unity that I felt back then, I don't feel that same optimism and unity in the tragedy today. And that's not here to make anybody depressed. It's just to talk about what is our hope for the new year? What is our prayers and our dreams for the new year? As you go through the prayers of Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be in just 1 week, if you look at it, the prayers are very much not individualized prayers. They're prayers that the world as a whole, we should be united to serve God together. We say, all shall come to you, serve you unanimously. We say, may be sanctified upon all your handiwork. We say, Hashem, you will reign over all your works. And of course, the Jewish people as a whole, we say, may your name be sanctified upon Israel, your people. So the prayers of Rosh Hashanah are not for our individual lives. Of course, the more we are part of a community, the more God blesses our individual lives as well. But it's our hope for as a community that we should be able to be together, Shechem Echad Lavdecha, unanimously serve. And it's not only the Jewish people, it's the world. We have hopes for the entire world to come to serve Hashem together. So I don't have any solutions, but I know that it's our job. As we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, what should be our focus? What should be our hope? Our hope should be that we should be working together, no matter where one is politically, where one is in the response to Corona, no matter where one thinks our goal should be to realize that it's our job to come to Rosh Hashanah together as a community, together as the Jewish people. Now, today we're here on a call with the OU, with the Orthodox Union, and how beautiful is it what they do, that they bring, they represent the Jewish community to the world. And I'm sure on this call itself there are Jews from diverse backgrounds and styles, and it's a beautiful thing. So we know, as a people, we can do it. We can do it. We have the ability to be able to come together as a community and put our differences aside, and by being connected together as a Jewish community, ultimately that sanctifies God's name in the world at large. And it's our hope, yes, that not only our communities but the entire world should come together with a sense of unity and sense of togetherness, and together we should come to Rosh Hashanah and be able to say to Hashem, we are bringing closer to the day that the Yatu Shechem Echad Lavdecha, we will come shoulder to shoulder and serve you unanimously. It is our hope, my hope, that that day comes indeed very soon. Wishing everybody on the call, the entire Jewish people, entire world, a ksiva ksiva tova, a happy and healthy and a sweet new year, and we should merit to mekadesh shem shemayim, to sanctify God's name in everything we do by bringing a sense of unity to the Jewish people and to the world. I will now begin by saying some Tehillim. We'll start by chapter 20, Tehillim Perek Chaf. Laminaseach Mizmar LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yayim Tzara. Yisagef Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Min Chaysecha. Vayelascha Yidash Nesela. Yiten lecha kilvavecha, v'chal atzascha yimalei. Niranina bishuasecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol v'shalisecha. Ata yodati kyoshia Adonai mishichai, yaneyu v'shmei kodshai, v'gvuros yesha yimino. Eile v'rechev v'eile basusim, Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Heima karu v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisaydad. Adonai Yeshia, hamelach yaneinu v'yoyim kareinu. We're going to go to chapter 23, Perek Chof Gimel. Mizmar l'David, Adonai ro'i lo'i echsar. B'nois deshe yarbitzeini. Al mei menuchais yina haleni, nafshi yishoivev, yancheni b'magle tzedek leba'an shemoi, gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmoves, lo yirara tiyato imodi, shiftecha umishantecha, heima yina chamuni, ta'aroich lefonai shulchon neged tzoriroi, yishanto v'ashemen roishi kaisi rivoya, Ach toiv v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayoi, v'shafti v'veis Adonai li'orech yomim. Okay, now we're going to go to Tehillim number 21, chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir l'malos, esoinai el horim me'ayin yavoi Ezri. Ezri me'yim Adonai, oisei shamayim v'oretz, Al yitain lamot raglecha, al yonum shoymerecha, hine lo yonum v'lo yishan, shoymer Yisrael, Adonai shoymerecha, Adonai tzulcha, al yad yiminecha, yoimam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach ba-loyla, Adonai yishmarcha mikora, Yishmar es nafshecha, Adonai yishmar tzeischa uvoyecha, me'ata v'yad olam. And finally, the last chapter we'll do is 130, chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir hamalos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai, Adonai shema v'koli, tiyena oznecha kashuvos l'koil tachanunai. Imavonos tishmar yom, Adonai mi yamod, ki imcha slicha leman tivareim, ki visi Adonai kivsa nafshi, velidvarai haicholti, Navshila Dainai Mishaimrim Labaiker Shaimirim Labaiker Yachel Yisrael El Adainai Kim Adainai Yachesed Vabeimai Fidus Vahu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Adainai Sav. Okay, now we're going to be saying Amishaberach for those who are sick. And we're going to pause in between. Anybody could say the names of their loved ones who need a refuah shleima, and indeed they all should have a refuah shleima. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak Miyakai Moshe Aaron Dov Shlomo Sarif Karachov Leah Yivarach Yirapa Esacholim. Bavur Shakal Mispalim Bavuram Bishaze Akadish Baruchu Mali Rachvim Alehem Lachlimam Uraposam Lachzikam Lachiosam Yishlach Lahem Meirar Fuah Shalema Minashamayim Lachol Everehem Lachol Gidehem Besoch Shachol Yisrael Fuah Sanefesh Fuah Sagof Hashtav Agalav Zvan Kari Evnei Maharamein. Okay, and finally we'll say the Achenu prayer for the Jewish people who may be in suffering and distress in any way. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batzara v'ashivya, ha'emdim bein bayam bein bayavasha, ha'makayim rachim aleihem, v'yotziheim mitzara l'rvacha, me'afeila li'ayra, mishubud l'geula, hashtav agalav zvan kariv, v'nei ma'ar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Oretz. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and community doing?
Thank God, everybody's doing well. Thank God, it's my family, Baruch Hashem. Everybody's healthy, the community's healthy, doing well. Obviously, it's a busy season, our most hectic and busy season, but thank God, all for good things, and we're all doing well.
Chaste Hashem, thank God. We're really happy to be here and to continue to be for the upcoming year.
Amen.
So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your shul, with your community, I'll admit to everyone listening in on the call that not only did I think I butchered the pronunciation on yesterday's call, but I called Rabbi Oretz before today's call, and I said, help me here with pronunciations, not my forte, let's make sure I get it right. How did I do?
Did great.
Thank you. So for everyone listening in on this conversation, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
So we're actually we're a small community. We're a small community in Marlborough, New Jersey. It's a half an hour north of Lakewood, if anybody's familiar. This area, it's from, that's very New York reference, New York, New Jersey reference, but we're half an hour north of Lakewood, like an hour from Brooklyn. And we're very small. We started out as like an outreach community. It was started really from the Lakewood Yeshiva, Sanat Kavah, sent us out to start an outreach community. Baruch Hashem, over the years, we had a lot of success. But it's really a small and unique community in that we have a very big mixture. And, you know, the theme of unity that I spoke about a little, we try to really focus on over here. In my shul, you could have, from Jews along with Jews who are not religious. You could have a black hat Jew sitting together in the same, right next to somebody who is not even Shomer Shabbos. So it's a small community. It's a small, but a small community of dedicated Jews who are all here to serve Hashem together.
Amazing. Beautiful. So we're a week away from Erev Rosh Hashanah. What's the plan in place, as much as we can plan for tomorrow, for Rosh Hashanah, in terms of how the shul will be operating? And is there any thought given, is there a plan in place for those who might not be able to make it to shul in person this year?
So what we're trying to do is every year, of course, like most shuls, every Shabbos we have a minyan, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, like most shuls are, it's our most busiest day. And no matter what, I don't expect more than, 50-60% of our normal, pretty large crowd to join us. But what we're doing is we're trying to accommodate as many people as possible by doing, we have three options, and that is, option number one is inside with masks, but a very limited crowd, very limited small crowd. I mean, like another 25% of our maximum capacity with masks, and we're speeding up the davening a little bit, cutting out, but a nice davening, God willing, but speeding it up a little bit. That's be one minyan we're having inside our building. So that's option one for those who are comfortable with that. Then we did have to rent two large tents. So we're going to have outside minyanim, outside with the social distancing as well, but two large tents. We're going to have a bigger crowd. So that's for those who are not comfortable going inside at all. So we're going to get a large crowd outside. So 1 minute inside, 1 minute outside. And the third thing that we're doing is trying to get people who are really not yet comfortable coming for any long period of time. But being that we do have these large tents, after davening is over, like we're advertising at 1 o'clock, you know, anybody wants to come over, we'll do on the second day shofar blowing. But on both days, we'll have short inspiration, like a half an hour service of short songs, inspirational words, short prayers, and shofar blowing on the second day. So that'll try to get as many people to be able to have whatever Rosh Hashanah experience they're comfortable. Those are comfortable inside, we'll go inside, those outside, and some just a short service. Of course, there'll be some that will not come as well. We were in touch with them before the house, but that's our plan.
That's a beautiful plan that you have in place, and certainly mindful and thoughtful, really touching all corners of the community to ensure that everyone has a place and will feel comfortable to participate to whatever level and to whatever degree they are able to. Rabbi Oretz, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova, for good. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily, please, bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the words of inspiration from Rabbi Shaul Chill of the Young Israel of Far Rockaway in Far Rockaway, New York. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, uplifting, meaningful, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.